Dave Moore on Today FM.
This is weird. Emer's standing up, talking.
It's not a lord all over you.
It's kind of, yeah, it's impactful.
I feel powerful.
Like, yeah, you're. I feel like you're taking a stance
like a boss.
Here. I used to stand in one of the other radio stations that we worked on because, this is true, because the owner of the company, the top man, very famous Irish billionaire, I'm not saying who it is, thought that if he took away the chairs, we'd sound more energetic. We're just like wrecked by the end of the 4-hour show. We're like, right. I just want to sit down.
Yeah, in the other radio station that I work at, you have to stand.
You can stand in there.
Stand, yeah.
You don't have to.
No, there's a seat. So there's like Neil Prendeville, who's one of the presenters during the day. He sits. If there's a really high chair, your legs are dangling.
Okay.
He sits. But let's say all the other DJ guys, cool guys, they all stand.
Remember we did the show from Glasgow that time when we were
over
at Dermot Kennedy and you and I went to Radio...
Clyde?
Yeah. Had a swimming pool in it.
Yeah.
And we...
I think you stood, but I had a tall chair.
You had a tall chair and I stood and I loved it. The desk was movable, so it could be high or low.
I don't mind a tall chair on a high desk, but I definitely don't want to stand.
I wouldn't mind.
I'd like the option, but you can't sit and do the radio there because you're not like you can't press the buttons.
Can't press buttons. Okay, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, gotcha.
You're not looking over it at all. It's not that high of a chair.
Well, Emer's doing some kind of a power play. I'm going to use this opportunity then to get into the first bit of the stuff we want to talk about, which is the incredible Tom Grennan, who reckons he's an Irish man with an English accent. Tom Grennan, hello again.
Hello.
Picnic. What's Electric Picnic like? Do you feel the love from the Irish crowd the way we think of you? Do you understand how much, you know, it's like, you know, we're treating you as one of our own?
I am one of your own.
Yes.
I'm very, very proud of my Irish roots. And I know and I've heard and I've listened to a lot of artists who are from England. They have Irish in them, but they've never been to Ireland or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And it's just to kind of like get Ireland on side. Now, I always call myself Irish. I'm very, very proud of them, with them roots. I'm just an Irish man with an English accent.
Yes.
But obviously talking about Electric Picnic, I've heard about Electric Picnic for years and years and years. And then I started doing music then. And my cousins and whatnot were like, well, you wouldn't have made it until you've played Electric Picnic. And obviously got to do it. And the sun was out and the vibe was just amazing. And a lot of my family were there and it was just a beautiful, beautiful moment in my career, man.
That's so great to hear. Because definitely when we were down there, like it was an incredible moment. I'm so glad that you felt it too, you know, because it really was special.
Yeah. But quick one to answer your question as well. Like, do I feel the love from you lot over in Ireland? Of course I do. But I hope you feel the love from me too, because Ireland, like I say, means the world to me. And yeah.
Your love for Ireland reminds me of Noel Gallagher on stage at the City Ground after they won the league or whatever and going, now, what about England and the Euros? He goes, don't care, mate, I'm Irish. I was like, yes, Noel Gallagher. Yes, Tom Grennan.
I just had an interview before this one and we were talking about me in Soccer Aid and they were saying, oh, you played for England? And I said, no, hold on. I played for the rest of the world first.
Yes.
But I got asked to play for England because there wasn't enough good English playing football. So I got dragged over to England.
Swapped over, yeah. I remember
now,
that.
I got dragged over. Now, if I would ever play football and I would be like, England or Ireland, I'd play for Ireland.
Whether they were
in the same position that they're in now, I wouldn't care. My friend plays for Ireland. His name's Sam. And he says, putting on that jersey, man, there's nothing like it. So, yeah,
yes.
Love it.
We can deduce who the Sam is there with a bit of smotics at the end. But anyway, we won't get too far into that. Tom Grennan. What a guy. I love Tom Grennan. Like, sound, funny, and unbelievably talented.
Yeah.
I saw him at a Fairview last summer.
Oh, yeah.
That was class.
He's unreal.
Some amount of bops.
Yeah, that song Lionheart, I think, is one of my favourite songs
the
last couple
really
of years.
Love
I
that.
Adore
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, it's so good. All his stuff is so good. That new one, Higher, is excellent as well. An absolutely visible talent in Mr. Tom Grennan, that incredible voice he is. But we did get talking during the week about hidden talents after The Rock said he could pick up a grape and he wouldn't use his hands, his feet, or his mouth. Gross. I don't know if you saw this, but on The Rock's Instagram, he was talking about the fact that, obviously, he plays Maui in Moana, the demigod who sings, "What can I say except you're welcome?" Such a good movie. New one coming out too. Anyway, he says that when his kids are around, his party trick is he can obviously transform into Maui and immediately start singing that song, which all kids know.
So cool.
You know, Maui physically looks pretty similar to The Rock, so he's able to like make his pecs dance and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, he continued on this and revealed that he has another hidden talent that isn't for when his kids are around. Listen to this.
I do this thing where I can pick up a grape, not with my hands, not my feet, not in my mouth. Right now, my publicist is like, please, God, don't say any more. Don't, please.
Well, it's funny. I immediately went arse, and Carl immediately went pest. So yeah. I don't know what that says about me. But I assume that's how he's picking up a grape, if he's not using his hands or his feet or his mouth. But Carl was like, no, there's other options.
Yeah, well, I just hope there's other options. I just, or at least he doesn't eat the grape after. I definitely do think, though, he could probably do both.
Yeah, I would suggest he's well worked out enough that there's any number of muscles that could do this.
That's
thing.
It. He can move any bit of a muscle, couldn't he?
Actually, speaking of which, though, we got us talking about our own hidden talents, and I'm going to take my headphones off for this because I can wiggle my ears. Obviously, only Cahal and Emer can see it.
It's terrible.
Yeah. It's terrible. Either you can or you can't. There's no good or bad. Yeah, you can do it.
Hey.
That's one of those vestigial traits. Did you know that? Do you know what that phrase means?
No.
So obviously we used to be more animalistic and we used to need to look out for each other and be able to hear things around corners and what was creeping up on us and who was that, whatever. And our ears were able to rotate like I suppose dogs do and listen left and right and behind whatever. We don't need that anymore, but we still have the ability in there. That's a vestigial trait. So you and I are both demonstrating vestigial traits, they're called.
We're vestigial brothers.
The only thing I can do is, and I don't know at what point, maybe when I was a snake all those millions of years ago, I've got a very, very, very abnormally large tongue, but I can also lick my own nose.
Again, oh,
and
weird.
Just on the radio.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I can probably lick the bottom of my chin as well, but I won't do that for Cahal Reamer. But yeah, but the hidden talents, though. So I was thinking like that physical stuff, and then Cahal just revealed an incredible hidden talent that certainly, having worked with him for years, I never knew you could do this. Tell everybody what your talent is.
I can eat a full Brennan's slice pan in one sitting with butter.
I mean,
a full 24 slices.
Licking my nose and waggling my ears is utterly useless, but I can't think of anything more useless than the ability to eat.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Try that someday.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't.
No,
eat
you could. I mean, just sit down with a slice pan, the butter, Dairy Gold.
Oh, listen, I hear you.
And then just spread, roll, eat.
Roll? You don't fold. Roll. So you like turn it into like a little tube?
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Wow.
Do that 24 times. Easy. But it's a hidden talent because no one ever asks me to prove it.
What about the crusts? Do you eat them?
Do you know what? I eat the crusts, yeah. What I don't like, though, are the two end bits.
That's what I mean, the crust.
I don't like cut off the crust. Yeah.
No,
it has to be the full slice pan. But I don't really like those.
Okay, but you get it done.
Get it done, yeah. No toasting or anything either now. Just fresh bread is bread.
I want to know your hidden talents today. Can anybody out weird, Cahal? Tony says, I can pick up a grape between my butt cheeks, Dave. It doesn't hurt the grape. It just leaves out a little wine. Bad jokes early, Tony. I like it.
No, it's too early.
I said I can lick my own nose and the bottom of my chin. And Tony says, well, Dave, maybe your tongue is normal size, but your nose is extra long and your chin is massive. That's actually possibly true as well, Tony. That could be the case. Cahal just revealed that he can eat an entire sliced pan, Brennan's bread, including the end crusts, as long as he has butter. He can eat it all in one sitting.
No,
now, you did say Dairy Gold. Reggie points out Dairy Gold's not butter. I didn't actually pick up on that. Did you mean just normal butter in a block?
Yeah, the one at home is the Kerrygold in the block.
See, that's the thing. Dairy Gold is a dairy spread.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting mixed up there, I think.
I think there might be a spreadable butter.
That one.
That's not butter.
That's not the one I use now, but right, that Dairy Gold is butter as well.
No, it's a dairy spread. It's very different.
I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. Guido has got an incredible talent, apparently. Guido, how are you?
Good, how are you, Dave?
Very good. What is your hidden talent?
My hidden talent is that I can name all 197 sovereign countries of the world just off the top of my head.
What?
It's completely useless, but yeah.
Can you do it like as in a row? Because I mean, I could probably claim that I can name all 197 countries. I can't. But if I started saying like France, Germany, Spain, people just walk away after I got to about 15 countries, because that'd be too boring. So can you do it like really quickly or in a song or something?
Oh, well, not that quickly, no. Probably within 15 minutes or so. You
can name... And how did you, first of all, come upon this talent, and when have you ever used it?
Well, it's just, I have a huge passion for traveling and countries and geography and stuff like that, so I've just been going on to these Sporkle quizzes or whatever.
Yeah.
So just kind of training myself that way, and then once I mastered all the countries, then I moved on to flags as well. So.
Well, funny, my 12-year-old Sam is a bit of a savant when it comes to flags, so he plays these YouTube games where it's like, name the flag, Supreme Difficulty Edition, and he's just listing off like Nauru, some Micronesian countries. Really? Like, I'm like looking and going, what? Like, and even up at the local sports club where we were at the weekend or something, there was a load of flags, and there was obviously the kids around, they were all trying to point out things. They were like, that one's Ireland. He was like, India. That one's Spain. He's like, is that some Catalonian flag? Like, he's just correcting everybody about flags. So I don't know, that is an amazing talent. And has anyone sat there and listened to you name a whole 197 countries?
Well, my fiance had to put up with it,
Amazing.
That really boring part of the party. It's like, okay, you know, come on, it's time to do the thing
he's
now.
He's still going. He's on 131. And how many have you travelled to?
Oh, only about 30 or thereabouts. But, you know, I'm working on it.
That's still pretty impressive, in fairness, Guido.
Yeah, well, not as impressive as Cahill's.
Equally useful, both talents.
It would take
suggest.
Me longer than 15 minutes, though.
Guido, thanks so much. And by the way, sorry, what country have you come from to Ireland, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm from Latvia.
You're from Latvia, right? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, well, welcome.
At this stage, I've spent more time in Ireland than I have back there.
Yeah, I can definitely tell by the Irish and your accents, that's for sure. Well, listen, thanks a million for that, and I'll definitely put it to the test someday. I'm going to meet you for a bite. A bite to eat, get you to name all 197 countries. Good man, Guido. Thanks.
All right.
Bye. That's impressive, cause that's an actually impressive talent.
Do you think Sam's knowledge of the flags, is that something to do with playing FIFA?
I think that's probably where it started, and I think he kind of took it from there and has kind of developed it beyond where it is now. Like, now it is ridiculous. Like,
yeah, like some of those countries, like...
But I don't remember naming the country. Like, it's immediately associating... Like, I barely know, you know, Bulgaria's flag or Ecuador's flag, but he's just like bang straight in with them all. It's really impressive. Ellen's been on about your bread, Cahill.
Well, I'm glad you gave some clarification there, because I had pictured Cahill holding 24 slices pan of Brennan's and getting it into his mouth. Like, what's going on here? And then I came to the realization. Look, it's early. I haven't had a coffee yet. But I was fully convinced for about 5 seconds there that he gets the whole slice pan in at the same time.
That's
but also, the tongue thing, that's a hidden talent that should stay hidden.
Yes.
You're probably not wrong.
I mean, if I could do that, the full slice pan in the mouth, that wouldn't be a hidden talent.
No.
I would be showing everyone that.
Guinness Book of World Records would be on to you. And Richard?
Cahill, you lost me on Dairy Gold. Kerry Gold all the way.
Sorry.
I think that was just a slip of the tongue.
Sorry.
Slip of the giant tongue. Gordon's in Cork this morning. Hey, Gordon.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. You've got an amazing, hidden talent, but go on. What can you do?
Useless is a fair assessment. Sometime when I was in primary school, I learned off 18 major rivers in Ireland and I can recite them in under 5 seconds.
Under 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know we're going to have to time this now. Well, let me see if I can grab a clock. I really should have a clock somewhere.
Performance anxiety.
Yeah, I get it totally. There's no chance of me finding a clock in time, is there? Hang on, there is one here. We'll use the Music Master clock. All right. So under 5 seconds, you reckon. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. That is absolutely incredible. I've no idea whether what you were doing was actually that, because it just sounded like noise. We'll give you a Music Master clap. Unbelievable. I definitely heard Liffey at the end, so it must have been right.
It starts in the plane because I grew up in Wexford and it goes around the country.
Oh, yeah. Right, it goes that direction.
Yeah.
No, listen, I think that's definitely a party trick you can pull out if you needed to. Listen, brilliant, Gordon. Thanks a million.
No problem. Sure.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Sam's in Drogheda. How are you, Sam?
Well, Dave, good to hear you again.
You too. Is it as wet in Drogheda as it is in Dublin?
Oh, it certainly is wet in Drogheda.
Okay, right. Bad to hear. Right, but listen, what's your talent?
Well, mine is to identify like animal species based on pictures and some with descriptions.
What, like dog? A cat? No. I'm only joking, obviously not.
No, it's just like... just start from a very like young age, like say, I wouldn't say many people would know this, but do you know hippos?
Yeah,
they're actually closely related to whales.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I can't remember exactly when, but they shared a common ancestor of probably 500 million years ago. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
It's very interesting. It's the way that they behave as well.
Now, where would you find a use for this hidden talent?
Well, in the field I am, because like I actually just recently qualified in zoology.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're putting your talent to good use then. That's brilliant. And what's the plan then? What would you love to do as a career?
Well, I'd love to just work in Dublin Zoo. Like at the moment, it's very tricky to go like find a job.
Sure, of course, yeah.
But in UCD, like, it's brilliant. Like, you can go into government consultancy. Like, it's a lot of opportunities than it was, like, God, like, 50 years ago with that degree. It's
right.
More,
and what's your favourite animal?
My favourite? It's probably going to have to be the blue whale.
Blue whale. Epic. Good choice. Largest animal on Earth. I like it, Sam. Sam, indeed. Impressive stuff. Thanks a million. Talk to you later.
All right, love you.
See you, dude. Bye.
Talk to you
too. Bye. That's Sam and Drogheda there. Karen's been on.
Hey, Dave. So my hidden talent is I can down a pint with no hands.
Also another no-hands talent, just like The Rock. What about you, Marie?
Dave, the weird thing that my kids and I can do is we can roll our tongue and twist our toes.
Right.
However, my husband can't do anything with his tongue. And they've been... inherently being able to do it since they were, you know, toddlers. So it was something that they were just innately able to do.
Yeah, I think that kind of stuff is genetic. Worryingly, Grania says both her daughters can make their eyeballs vibrate. It's absolutely disgusting. It sounds it. What about you, Fergus?
I don't know whether it's hidden or not, but I could play two jingle bells on two recorders through my nostrils.
I would pay money to see that. And what about you, Teresa?
Dave, my hidden talent is... falling over stuff that isn't there. I'm an absolute pro at it. I could be in the biggest heels, I could be walking up steep steps, won't miss a beat.
Yeah.
But I'm walking on a path and there's a tiny curb, I'm twisting my ankle. It's ridiculous. I don't know how I do it, but I trip over nothing and I do it very, very well.
Okay, well, I hope you don't do it today, Teresa. And Paddy's been on and says he can do an impressive cow noise. Not sure if it's a cow or a Honda 50, but I like it. You guys are so unbelievably talented. I'm very impressed. I think the moment that peaked for me in pretty much my whole radio career was talking to the lad who loves slurry, Owen Lynch.
How's it going, Dave?
Oh, brilliant. Great to talk to you. You're the most famous man in Ireland.
Oh, God, I wouldn't say that. No, but...
Oh, listen, what a roller coaster it must have been for you over the last week or so.
Yeah, just phone calls, but it's good. I have time for everyone now. And
good,
I'm
glad to hear this. Good. Well, look, let's kick things off with a bit of backstory. So, what age are you?
I'm 17.
17 years old, and down at the ploughing. Because do you actually love slurry?
Oh, I love it. I just love slurry. I was in TY last year. Like,
yeah,
and I went away working for a contractor. I suppose if he's listening in, big shout out to Conor O'Brien above in Kilworth.
Good man.
I work for so man now, in fairness, and he's
big. What were you doing for him?
Slurry.
All right. So imagine me, as the biggest jackeen you've ever met in your life. When you say you're doing slurry, you'll have to explain that to me. What do you mean?
Just like animal manure.
Right.
Land. So yeah, no, that's, I suppose that's the background, like that's where the origins came from.
Brilliant.
That's where how I became to love Slaughter
now,
Lakers.
Again, as a dub, you know, and a non-farmer, I'd be saying, is that not very smelly on?
Well, when you're, I suppose when you're around it every day, like you get very used to it, like in fairness.
Would you end up liking the smell?
Well, I suppose if I said I'd eat it, I suppose you'd have to.
Yeah, you did say that. You dream about it. You eat it.
You would love it, like you would. Like it's not even just that. Like, you know, there's a lot more to it as well. Like it kind of gives you a sense of like that. See, your land is growing. Like that, you're fertilizing the land with, you know, manure. And I know, it's hard. It's very difficult to explain. Like how I love. Sorry, like, but I just love it anyway.
Brilliant. So it wasn't just a thing you decided to say on today. I can tell you're passionate about it.
Yeah, I know, I'm very passionate about it.
And, like, I mean, this video that Agriland put up, I mean, you're hitting millions and millions of views on TikTok and Instagram and all this. And as you said, there's people on the phone every few minutes. It's, you know, it's got to have changed your life over the last week or so.
Yeah, no, it has. Like, I was in school and came out for lunch and there was only a couple of thousand maybe likes, but then when I came home from school, then I opened up the phone and ding, 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 and it was just going off like no tomorrow. It's unbelievable.
It's unreal, and I love the fact that it is so beautifully Irish, that this conversation about slurry is just what's captured the country's imagination.
I suppose what everyone doesn't see, like, you wouldn't every day you'd see, like, my ethnicity now is Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't see much of them around, like, do you know what I mean?
And that's the truth.
And people say to me, like, I'm putting on the accent, like, I'm not like that. Born and reared in Mitchelstown, like, and I'm here since I was 6 months old, and it's just pure fluent Cork accent.
Well,
like,
that's what I was going to say. If you were putting on Owen Lynch, you would have the most incredible mimicry, and you would have the best talent of doing accents in the world. You can tell it's born and bred in you.
Just about, I suppose. Just about.
And with Vietnamese parents, was there any background of farming there, or is there something you just picked up?
Yeah, they're farming at home now.
Right. So that makes sense. It's in the genes.
It's in the genes, I suppose. As my mother said to me, I wasn't born in the hospital. I was born inside in the shed.
There you go. No wonder. And what would be the plan then? Obviously, you've got the Leaving Cert coming up and all that kind of stuff, but all of a sudden there's, you know, there might be different avenues open to you. It mightn't just be farming. I mean, are we going to see you doing, you know,
bread and slurry?
So we're not going to see you doing I'm a Slab or dancing with the stars.
I'd say my plan is now maybe to start uploading a bit more onto my own social media page. Maybe kind of getting maybe onto RT or something like that. That's my plan now. So, like, do you know what? Keep checking out my page anyway, because I'm just trying to organise so much things in the last few days. It's just been unreal. So maybe in a couple of weeks time, even next week, like we're starting, like, in fairness to the boys in Agriland, are coming down filming now.
Excellent.
Next week.
Well, give your page a shout so that people can know where to find you.
My TikTok is on_Lynch165. I had to change that because me and one of the boys were missing, and I had it down with another name, and then they were all asking, oh, this isn't him at all.
Right.
That's my TikTok now, so you can check that out. And hopefully in the next week or two we should start uploading and stuff and go. I was on live on TikTok there for the last few days. So
And what about merchandise? I mean, like, we all know, like, the Hock Tua girl all of a sudden became a huge thing across the world. What about I Love Slurry merch? No, we don't want that. But I'm just saying, there could be hats and t-shirts and all manner of things.
Oh, yeah. No, we, in fairness to the lad there above in Cashel, Nathan Cashin, and everything, Tim, good old friend of mine, he's sorting that out for me. So maybe in the next few days now, when things kind of calm down a small bit, which I don't know if they will or not, there should be a bit of merchandise.
Oh, I hope they don't calm down at all. This is absolutely amazing. It's one of the best things I've seen in a long time. We're so glad to talk to you, man.
I don't want it to be overplayed either, like, because I know there's people out there that are saying, yeah, this fella's going, I can't. I turn on my phone and all I hear, because I have got told it, like, I turn on my phone and all I hear is, I love slurry, I eat slurry, and I just dream about slurry. Well, look, it's all banter. Like,
you know, that's it. Well, I was about to ask you to do it, but you just did it there, so it's perfect. Onage, honestly, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I wish you the best. I really hope there's an opportunity for you to just capitalise on this in some way.
If anyone's listening anywhere, I'm open to weddings, funerals, functions.
If you need a speech about slurry, there's only one place to go, Owen Lynch.
Exactly.
And I hope you're getting a load of free stuff off the dealership, the tractor dealership you gave the shout out to. They want to be sending you a few bits.
Yeah, we're going up down out today now, and I must have a chat with them anyway. the boys are sound above in Lynchacarty. If any of the boys are listening, they're above in the workshop, and they're A1 in fairness.
Well, listen, you're an absolute legend, Owen Lynch, and it was a great, honest, just straight up interview, and that's what was the magic, I think, that made everybody react to it.
On the ball, lads.
All right, Owen Lynch. Legend. Go on.
All right, lads.
Talk to you later.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. There you go. That's your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Emer's still standing.
Yeah.
Just like Elton John.
I'm going to get one of those eyes.
Remember during COVID,
no,
he's doing nothing. I'm still stoned. Did you remember we did the thing? It was like, I'm still done. He couldn't sing it properly. And everyone's like,
oh, yeah.
Lockdown. Yeah,
oh, his lockdown show.
Yeah.
Also, I saw him fall off a chair. Speaking of high stools, he fell off one of those high director chair things, like sat in it and it collapsed. Like,
oh,
he went down and he got up, and someone was like, oh my God, are you okay, with the microphone? He went, I'm still standing.
Hey.
Yeah. Come on, Nelson. Right, that's your podcast. Thanks.
Bye. Dave Moore on Today FM.